as the wedding gets closer and closer, it has been a definite case of whose wedding is it anyway, as fans of Uzalo try to figure out who between Nonga and Sphilile's Bonelo is marrying. Now, we don't know if Sphilile knows that she's potentially about to step into a polygamous situation, but as She's Alive, we got a chance to chat to Tikaba, who plays the character of Sphilile, to tell us if she personally would ever consider polygamy and what's her take on being a sucker for love. I am Criselda Gegana, reporter for She's Alive. Welcome.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the cheese pod.
Your character was so warmly received and has grown like a lot since the first scene of Sphilile. How has the journey been?
So when I started out, obviously, I just had to feel out the character, what Sphilile is like, what she enjoys, what she doesn't, what's her motives. And having to be on that journey with her has been nothing but exhilarating fun. She's grown on me. I now realize that she's just a sucker for love, man. And I myself in real life, I'm a sucker for love, although I'm not stupid in love. But it's been so much fun getting to know her.
I think fans can definitely tell that Sphilile is a definite sucker for love. But what about T? Are you a sucker for love in real life?
I am a sucker for love. I'm a hopeless romantic. Like I said, I'm not stupid in love, though. I will not forget who I am just because I'm in a relationship. I still know my worth, which is what I don't think Sphilile really sees. She doesn't consider herself to be all that important. I think she's just downplaying how amazing she is, which is nothing like me. So in terms of being a sucker for love, we are the same, but stupid in love, definitely different.
Fans can already tell that Sphilile might potentially be in a polygamous situation, even though it doesn't seem like she knows. But would T personally ever consider getting into a polygamous relationship?
In my personal capacity, would I consider polygamy? Never would I ever. It's a no, it will never happen. I will never accept it. I kashim angeke.
And since we had a little bit of time on our hands, we got T to complete some cool sentences that will help you get to know her better.
The first thing I do in the morning after I wake up is greet my mommy, because she walks into my room to wake me up every morning and we pray together. So it's greet my mommy and pray with my mommy. That's what I do. Whenever I find myself in an awkward conversation or awkward silence, I talk about the weather. I talk about the weather. My grade 12 teacher probably remembers me for being really dramatic. being really dramatic and loving drama. That's it. The most embarrassing thing to ever happen to me was when I bimbad on live television. I was singing a bimba. Yeah, that was so embarrassing, but I'm over it now. When I'm having a bad day, I cry. I cry it all out, or I just talk to my mother or my hubby and I just feel better. The biggest misconception about being an actor is that people think I enjoy kissing scenes. I don't think anyone does, and if they do, there's a problem. I really don't enjoy kissing scenes. I don't enjoy intimate scenes. It is the ghetto. I was always really good at performing, whether it's singing, whether it's acting. I was always really good. This is only the beginning for me because I have so much untapped potential. The sky's the limit, and God is yet to do what he wants to do with my life. When I stand in front of the mirror, I see a beautiful young woman full of potential, full of energy, full of life and full of love. Find out that I'm Angie Papi when you meet me. I'm actually quite, I'm not going to say timid, but I'm, oh yes, the perfect word is awkward. Like, I never know how to converse or kuba a conversation. I'll be, hi, hi. And that's where it ends.